This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us on The Morning Run with Lynn, Julian and Sharit. Now, earlier this week, we heard about the proposed merger between Telenor and Axiata's Asian operations, and the deal is still in the early stages of discussion. But if it does go through, the merged entity is going to be one of the largest regional telcos in the ASEAN and Southeast Asian region, which could help the companies maintain continuous investment needed to maintain a modest EBITDA growth in the highest competitive Asian telecommunications market.
And it would seem like we could see a binding agreement by the third quarter of this year, subject to the approval of shareholders. The deal will see Telenor holding about 56.5% while Axiata holding the remaining 43.5% stake in the merged company.
So if we look at what this means, this merger will see the merging of Axiata, Celcom, as well as Telenor Digi. They are one of the top three largest domestic mobile operators. They have a combined market share of about 50%. 35 of their total revenue share is across the domestic fixed as well as mobile sector. And the merged entity will have, with this merged entity, we are looking at them having a more pricing power.
That's right. So later today, the Minister of Communications and Multimedia, Gobind Singh Deo, is expected to make a statement on the merger. But to help us with this story, we have on the line Janice Chong, Director at Fitch Ratings. Thanks for joining us, Janice. Now, what does this merger signify for the telco industry in the region?
Well, two things. One, the merger underscores the need for scale. And scale matters for telcos to better compete, like you say, on data pricing, network capacity and spectrum holdings. And then number two, it highlights the challenges of the telecoms industry. Really, telcos are basically running to stay still. Really, I think that highlights, the inability to grow EBITDA and at the same time compelled to make huge investments, therefore leading to weak cash flow.
And I'm sure, Janice, there would be a lot of regulatory scrutiny on this deal. And later today, the Minister of Communications and Multimedia would be making a statement. What do you think he would say? And what does this mean from the viewpoint of the Malaysian regulation environment?
I think in terms of the regulation environment, that really remains to be seen. There really isn't an anti-competition clause out there. But I think that would really highlight whether, by merging the Digi and Celcom, whether that achieving above 50% market share, whether that would be allowed in a market like Malaysia. Would that actually, reduce competition and would it benefit consumers in the long run?
And also, just looking at the two companies, Axiata and Digi, and also the companies that they operate in many different countries, including some of the ones in the South Asia, any concerns here in terms of culture as well as operation?
I think with any merger, the risk is with execution, implementation, and ultimately blending of culture. I think it remains to be seen. The parties are still at the early stages of discussion. They had also indicated in their press release that there is no certainty that these discussions will lead in any transaction agreement between the parties. I think at this stage, it's still very early. It's more of, they have come. What we know is that Telenor would be having a slightly larger stake and Axiata a slightly lower stake. But, as to the lineup of the board and management in the merged entity, that remains to be seen.
And your latest commentary on this deal from your website talks about the need to scale in Asia. And we know that Axiata has a smattering of stakes around the region, in especially the frontier markets, in markets like Vietnam, Cambodia, and so on. But are these stakes enough for them to... I understand that they are not like majority stakes for a lot of these stakes. Are these stakes enough for them to do anything to the scale that you're thinking of?
Yeah, I think scale is very important. Scale goes beyond just economies of scale, and it includes convergence between fixed mobile, telecoms, media, and all content companies. And this is really what's happening globally, especially when telecoms carriage services become increasingly commoditized. So I think it extends beyond just having economies of scale, because ultimately they would be able to capitalize on the technical expertise and branding throughout the region, as well as can benefit from regional procurement and content acquisition standpoint.
Thank you so much, Janice. That was Janice Chong, Director at Fitch Ratings. After this, Wong Xiaoning speaks to Roger Teo, a policy commentator on the Penang Transport Master Plan. That's coming up after the 8 o'clock news, so stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.